Our Father in heaven, as we come again into thy sanctuary to worship before thee, we pray for thy presence and for the power of thy Spirit in every heart. Bless every portion of this service, we pray thee, to the uplifting of our lives toward thee, for Christ's sake. Amen.
A very hearty welcome to the hundreds of visitors who are worshiping here today. It's a great privilege for this church to have our leaders from all over the world here for these 2 weeks. And our members who can attend some of the services during the week will be greatly blessed. I was asked to announce that a Survival Through Faith rally is to be held in Constitution Hall on Sunday night, September 21. The Voice of Property group will be present. All members are urged to begin inviting friends and neighbors to attend. Next Sabbath is one of the large mission offerings of the year, the Missions Extension. A good many of you received this little folder. Be sure and read it through during the week and then pray that God will tell you what to give next Sabbath in this important mission offering. The morning offering will now be received. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the privilege this morning of worshiping thee with an offering, and pray that thou'll bless both the gifts and the givers for Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us continue to worship the Lord by singing the hymn, Praise to the Lord, number 12.
Father, who art in heaven, we present ourselves before thee today in this place of worship in the name of Jesus, our advocate and our Savior and Lord. We come into thy presence to join with all the heavenly beings in worshiping thee and in singing praises to thy holy name. And we pray today, O Lord, that thou wilt meet here with us. We need thy presence and thy power to rest upon us. And we pray that our worship may be acceptable to thee as we worship thee in spirit and in truth. O Lord, bless this waiting congregation, we pray. May every soul in thy divine presence be blessed and helped today as a result of the message that will come to us through thy servant. Bless him, O Lord, who shall speak to us. Anoint his lips with fire from off the holy altar, we pray. And give him just those words that will be a great blessing to every heart. And as we worship before thee this morning, our Father, we think of all our fellow believers in the lands of earth, scattered throughout the great expanse of this world. O Lord, be with thy people on this Sabbath day. Encourage their hearts, we pray. And spread a canopy over those
who are being persecuted for the truth's sake. Oh, Lord, in these dreadful days in which we live, we pray that thy people may be protected and kept, and that above all they may be loyal to thee and to thy truth. We thank thee, O Lord, for the blessings that we've been enjoying here in this place during the past week. We pray that thou wilt be with us through the week to come, but especially, O Lord, bless us here today in this service. May the worship of every heart be acceptable to thee, we pray. O Lord, as we come into thy presence this morning, may we all come with humility and with the desire to be taught of God. Forgive all our sins and our shortcomings, and prepare us all, we pray, for the events that are yet before us. We ask thee, O Lord, that we may all be purified, that every bit of dross and sin, that all of the world may be taken out of our lives, and prepare us for the coming of Jesus. And in that great and blessed hour, when the work has all been finished and every honest heart has been prepared for the coming of our Lord, grant us all an abundant entrance into thine eternal kingdom. We ask in Jesus' precious name, amen.